This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. More than 66,000 vehicles in Colorado have defective airbags. That's according to the state's Division of Motor Vehicles, which will send out letters this month to people who own those cars. The nationwide recall comes after investigators found a defective part inside the airbags that can explode when it deploys. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says 24 people in the U.S. have been killed by this defect, with hundreds more reportedly injured. A new study finds that climate change and pesticides are driving the decline of bumblebees in Colorado. CPR Sam Brash reports.
Natalie Woodland is with the nonprofit Environment Colorado. She says the recent research shows Colorado should ban neonicotinoids, a class of chemicals often added to pest control products.
We are pushing to get neonics out of your typical department store, Home Depot, Ace Hardware, that sort of thing, because they have such a toxic impact on pollinators.
A group is pushing for the plan as state lawmakers look to renew and possibly expand a law protecting pollinators. A state Senate committee will consider the topic next week. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More people than expected are taking advantage of the state's free early childhood training courses. Colorado is using federal funds to offer free training to build the workforce before the launch of universal preschool in the fall. Lisa Roy is the executive director of the Department of Early Childhood.
We want there to be a diverse, qualified, and well-compensated early childhood professional workforce.
$34 million is also committed to recruiting and retaining staff. This is CPR News.